What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to season 4 of the Life at Disney podcast, Disney College Program mini-series. I'm Josiah.
And I'm Holly. And Josiah, I have a game for you.
Okay.
Okay. Can you name some of the benefits that a participant on the Disney College Program might get?
Okay, bet. You got access to the parks, workplace experience, workplace friendships. You got transportation.
Classic.
Living at Flamingo Crossings Village. And the learning offerings at Flamingo Crossings Village. So if you don't know, if you're at Apprentice Hall, you can go to these sessions that can enhance your professional career, and they're completely amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like the learning opportunities are low-key underrated. Not a lot of people know about them, but what? There's experiential learning, there's in-classroom experiences, networking.
Okay, wait, hold on, because I feel like we just found our topic for this episode.
I think we're on the same wavelength. Yeah. Let's just bring in our guests.
Perfect, let's do it.
Welcome back. We are here for episode 2, and we have two very special guests. John, Zach, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you.
So we've had a chance to kind of sit and talk to you guys a little bit, but for everybody watching and listening at home, can you introduce yourselves with your name, your role, and your favorite color, just for fun?
My name's John. I work at the Disney's Boardwalk Resort in the Club Level Lounge, the Innkeeper's Club, and my favorite color is... I'd have to say blue.
I knew we'd be good friends. Yeah. I just saw it immediately.
My name's Zach. I work at the Magic Kingdom parking lot, and my favorite color is also blue.
Okay, I feel a little left out here, but that's all right. All right, let's do a deep dive into your roles. Can you tell me a little bit more about what a day in the life looks like for each of you?
Yeah, so I work in one of our Club Level lounges. So basically, most of what we do, we're like kind of a mix of like a quick service restaurant, kind of. That's like how I would like describe it, like operationally, and then also like the concierge. So we work with like a lot of guests. We do a lot of we have a buffet style in all of our lounges. Most of our responsibilities come to like refilling that and dealing with a lot of food service, but we also help guests with any concerns they have. We partner a lot with our club desk people to help them resolve any issues they might have, help make some magical moments for our club guests sometimes. We do some pictures sometimes. We have some props that the guests are able to use for pictures. But a lot of it comes down to just interacting with guests. We spend a lot of our time talking with our guests, and we have a lot of repeat guests, so we get to know a lot of our guests very well in the Club Level Lounge, and it's a lot of very one-on-one experience with guests.
You guys do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Renaissance man.
Full experience. Yeah. That's awesome. And what about you, Zach?
So in parking, it's really broken down into two different segments. We do the trams and we do parking, cars, traffic, that sort of thing. We're basically the first people guests interact with, the first cast members they'll see when we're up there in the toll booths, the auto plaza we have up there, greeting them, asking them how their day is going, that sort of thing. Once they get past us, we've got people signing them down in the rows, parking them into spots, greeting them, telling them where they're going. And then once you get to the trams, we've got all of the information for the parks, closing times, fireworks shows, parades, everything you could ask for. And then on the way back out later in the night, we're there waiting for them, trams again, whole different show.
So thinking about your roles, what's either your favorite part or the most underrated part of your role?
Favorite part's definitely spieling on the back of the trams. I love getting the opportunity to just test new jokes, write my own jokes, get that sort of flow going. Guests love it. I can hear them laughing from all the way up in the front. Makes my night.
Can you give us a little demo, a little sneak peek?
Yeah, if you mentioned getting your flow going, this is the perfect time to do so.
So right before we get moving, we got to let them know if anything falls from the tram, we are in motion. Be like my friend Elsa. Let it go into the unknown. Remain frozen in those seats until we come to a full and complete stop. Then if you'd like that item back, alert me on the back of the tram, and I will go the distance to make sure that that item becomes part of your world again. You have no idea how far I'll go because you ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes!
A full round of applause in the studio. Producers are clapping everywhere.
The way you just slipped into that voice, too. You're like, the cadence. Yes, I was there.
That's amazing. What about you, John?
I would say probably the favorite part of my role is obviously we always get our guests coming back throughout the day to come back and like get midday snacks and stuff. But it's really fun to always go up to all of our small guests and ask them, you know, what did you do today? What was your favorite part? And they just get so excited, and you see all of our little princesses coming in their Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique dresses, and you'll see all of the kids coming in their Star Wars and their Marvel and all this stuff, and you get to ask them what they've done, and they always just have the best stories to tell you, and they'll sit there and they'll just talk and talk and talk, and you always think that, you know, kids aren't interesting to talk to, but they're actually the most interesting to talk to because they'll just sit there and they'll just say the craziest stuff, and it is the most interesting stories you've ever heard, and it is so fun to see them talking and then look at the horrified looks on their parents' faces when they're like, what is my kid saying right now? But in reality, it is just the most fun stuff to talk to ever, and it makes always makes your day brighter.
That is so cute. And I agree. I feel like kids always have like that unexpected humor where you're like, how was your day? And they're like, it was good. And then they just go off on it, and you're like, I'm locked in right now. This is
the
so
best thing to listen to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you two here specifically because a big part of your experience here on the program has been the learning offerings that you've been attending at Flamingo Crossings Village. So let's start with why. What is your drive behind attending a lot of these sessions and offerings?
Yeah, I think my biggest reason to attend them was, one, I'm a completionist, so I want all of our certificates that we can earn at Flamingo Crossing Village in the Prentice Hall. I want all of them. So I go to, that's one of the reasons I go, but that's not the only reason. I've always loved Disney. I've came since I was younger. I love coming to Disney. I've been here. I was here probably a dozen times before I moved down here to do the college program. But I've always liked learning about how like the rides work. So a lot of the reason originally I wanted to do was I was like wanted to do all these like backstage tours and like all of the Imagineering classes where they can meet Imagineers to figure out like all of the like special effects and how the rides work and stuff. But that kind of grew as I went to more that weren't interested in that. And I was like, you just get to learn so much about how Disney works, what makes it all tick. And that was really fun for me to like get to explore all of that and really learn. And now that I've like gotten a taste of it, now I want all of it.
And what about you, Zach?
When I came down here, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do after my program. And one of the great things about the learning opportunities is there's plenty of things to see and plenty of people to meet. I've had a chance to talk to marketing strategists at Nat Geo and Imagineers and all of these different people from throughout the company. And it's helping me get a sense of where I want to go with my future.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I feel like with a lot of these learning opportunities, and John, you kind of referenced this, you kind of get to take a peek behind the curtain and see how everything works, do a deep dive on the company, meet a lot of people who are making the magic happen. Do you feel like that has ruined the magic or enhanced it?
No, I feel like it's enhanced it because like I go to the parks now and like the rides now I know like certain things. Now every time I'm on the ride, I'm like trying to find it and like figure it out. And it makes the rides a lot more enjoyable for me because especially now that you know new things about the rides, it's really fun. Like I know like Guardians, I go on it all the time because it is just like my favorite ride. And now like when I'm like in all of the different like pre-show rooms, I'm like looking around the room trying to figure out how all the special effects work. And now that I know some of the stuff, I can like see it and it's really cool to see. And I won't throw any spoilers about anything, but I think it enhances it on a lot of rides for me getting to find all of the details and know that I'm right or wrong.
Yeah. One of the things that I was telling, I mean, she knows this about me. I am not a big fan of heights and like anything that has to do with roller coasters. So for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, like I can't, I cannot do it. But if there's a situation where I can learn about how it works and like how it came to be, I'm cool with that. Just not, don't let me anywhere near the actual attraction. What about you? So is there anything that when you see this specific attraction, you're like, I want to learn more about this one?
I had that exact feeling with Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios. I was wondering very much how the drop actually works in that, if it's like the free fall it feels like, or if it's faster, because I've heard people say different things. And
faster than a free fall? What, they're like pushing you down?
Yes.
That's so scary.
I got an opportunity through my leaders in parking to do a backstage tour of Tower of Terror, and they took us all the way up, and we got a chance to sort of look down on the park from behind the actual nameplate of the tower all the way up at the top.
Just and, oh, man. Like, cut the cameras.
Nope. It's made the ride and everything else I've had a chance to do even better. It definitely has enhanced the magic.
So just giving you that like deeper appreciation, I guess, of like, because I feel like that is maybe, you know, one thing is learning how the rides work and everything is like, wow, like the technology and like the innovation and the thought that went into this is incredible. Like that's really cool to learn about. What are some of the other learning opportunities that you have been able to participate in? Or I guess, what have been like your top three favorite ones?
They bring in a lot of different Imagineers, and they have like Imagineering the Magic, which is like one like series of sessions that we get to do sometimes. Those are always really fun because you get to meet usually with an Imagineer and they'll stay afterwards and you can kind of talk to them. I have some pictures with Imagineers that I will cherish forever. The other ones are the multi-week series that we get to do to earn our Mousters. So yeah, so far I've done the Disney Hospitality and the Magic of Storytelling. I've done both of those Mousters. I've earned two of my Mousters so far. And those multi-week series are fun because those are the ones where you really like go deep into like Disney's values and the magic of storytelling. We spent a lot of time talking about the different way that Disney tells stories. I know you came and spoke at my multi-week series, Josiah. That was so we got to meet you before this. So yeah, I've done those two masters already, but I'm going to be next month, I'm doing my Leadership 101. So I'm hoping that'll teach me like more of the values of like leadership and what Disney looks for as a company when it comes to leaders, because that's a path that I might want to go on one day with Disney. But I think the third opportunity that I'd really like to do is the Discover Disneys, which I know we talk a little bit about backstage stuff, but like getting to actually go on the tours of the backstage. And I know like seeing, I know he talked about Tower of Terror is acted, but also like I've got to do Flight of Passage. That is an insane ride to see how that one works. And I recently just got to do another one too for a Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run was very fun to see how it worked. But it was really cool. Also part of that was going out and seeing the land and like them telling us the stories of like what all of the different areas are, because everything in Galaxy's Edge has a story. You can find the stories, but sometimes it's difficult to, and it's really fun for them to just be brought right to you and getting to learn all of it right there.
And what about you, Zach? Top three favorite learning opportunities?
So alongside the multi-week series and the Discover Disneys we also do something called Special Engagements, which we have people come in who are like, we had a Disney legend come in. I don't remember his name, but he was the person who animated Simba and a bunch of the princesses, and the person who directed and wrote the short for Lava for, I believe it was in front of the first Inside Out. And when he was there, just simply by luck, the voice actress for Riley in Inside Out 2 happened to be on the same engagement with us there at Flamingo Crossings Village. And I got the chance to go up and meet the two of them and take pictures and just get a chance to chat with them.
So something that you guys have talked about a little bit are these certificates that you get by completing a lot of these sessions and offerings. So for those who don't know anything about that, can you kind of describe what those are and how you get them?
Yeah, for sure. So we have our DAISY Diploma is our first one. That's for if you get 10 learning hours. And then we have the doctorate, which that's for 50 learning hours. And then there's also opportunities for Mousters. You can get those for completing the multi-week series like we were talking about, the Magic of Storytelling, the Disney Hospitality or Leadership 101. And then those are like our five multi-weeks. We also have ones for if you just are taking other classes, like we have one for Financial Fitness, Partners Federal Credit Union, which partners with Disney, helps us do that one. We also do one for Disney Heritage, learning about the history of Disney and Disneyland. And there's a few more as well. And then the big one that you can get is our Goofy Graduate, and that is for the 100 learning hours.
And what are you both aiming for?
So I'm at four Mousters right now in Disney Hospitality, Magic of Storytelling, Leadership 101, and Disney Heritage. I'm working on the Financial Fitness and the Career Readiness Mousters right now, and I have my doctorate working towards my Goofy Graduate.
Wow.
Yeah, I have my doctorate so far, and I have two Mousters. I have my Hospitality Mousters and my Magic of Storytelling Mousters. I'm currently working on my Financial Fitness Leadership 101 next month, and I'm going to try and get all eight Mousters, and then I'm working towards that Goofy Graduate for 100 learning hours.
Oh my God, I feel like this needs like a round of applause. That is so impressive, because that's so many hours of learning. Oh my goodness. So, okay, you've given a little preview into what some of these learning opportunities are. How do they differ from like an actual college class?
Yeah, I would say the biggest difference is there's no tests. I would say that's a big difference. Like it's still very valuable content and still like stuff that you'll be able to use in your professional career and your life. And it's very useful just for Disney and any hospitality. If you want to go somewhere else besides Disney or do anything else as well, it's all very beneficial life skills that you learn and very transferable skills. They're not testing you on what you know. It's not like you're going for a grade, for a score. You're going to learn. And it's they're not required. So the people that are in those classes are people that want to know what they're teaching.
So then going back to how all of that is transferable for you, Zach, how have you kind of seen that by things that you've learned in these sessions and in these offerings that you can apply in the role that you have now?
So there was something in the hospitality class that they taught us. It was, I don't remember who it was who came up with it, but it was some story about a restaurant. This person wrote a letter to the restaurant owner saying they'd been coming for years and they weren't going to be coming back because the server charged them extra for just another pickle. And this term that they started using, and a term that is like big here with Disney, is just give them the pickle. If they need something, it's easier to be kind than it is to be mean, and it's easier to just give them something that they're looking for than it is to deny and just keep doing exactly what you're doing. And especially in parking, people want better parking. They want closer spots. They're going to park where they want to park. If they're dropping off, they might not always go in the direction that we want them to, but they don't know. We do it every day, but the people who are coming in, it's their first time. It's their second time. They haven't been here in 10 years. They have no idea what's going on. And it's just easier to assume that they don't know and to assume innocence and to just give them what they're looking for instead of coming at them with frustration or anything like that.
Okay, so that example leads me to the next question, which is about the Disney program's learning team. So everybody has like their favorite teachers and professors throughout their time in school, but I feel like the team here, it's almost all of those people combined at once. So talk about what it's like to just get to know them on a daily basis at Apprentice Hall.
Yeah, they've all been here at Disney for 15, 20 more years, and they've got endless stories. You'll be talking to one of them and suddenly you'll learn they were in guest relations, and they'll show you pictures of their first tour of inside the Cinderella Castle suite, and you'll be completely taken aback because you had no idea. Or we had people who had a chance to work with our entertainment team and things like that, and they have all of these fantastic stories about behind the scenes and interactions on stage, especially with stories from kids and like interacting with those younger guests. It's just always fantastic to hear those stories.
Sometimes the learning managers, they tell you how they got there and you're like, why are you here? They're like, you've done so many things. And it's like Allie was a Disney ambassador and she chose to come and like help teach us. And I know like Ryan, he did a lot of stuff like everywhere. He's been a manager at like half like every park and attractions and other things. Brandon's like the one where you're like, oh yeah, you're like meant to be here. He's like done everything learning. Like he like is there to like teach the next generation. He's just wonderful. And all of our learning managers and all of the interns and all of them are just absolutely amazing at helping us get the most of our program and like all of the learning offerings. And they're all so knowledgeable. It's awesome to work with them as a team and get to see them every day and like get to know them. You love talking to the guests, but sometimes you want to go and talk to them and like ask them about their experience or a story that they have. And they always have the best things to say, and it's really fun.
So I want to follow up on something that you said, John. You mentioned, you know, all of these people on the learning team have such vast experience across the Walt Disney Company, and they are choosing to come and teach these learning sessions and invest in Disney College Program participants, invest in the next generation. Why do you think that is? Do you feel like that's a culture thing?
You know, I think it's something that Disney really like fosters. Like they want every one of their cast members to just be the best and be able to help everyone the best they can. The college program is something that they like made to build the next generation. They want us to come down here and get the frontline experience in college so that we can go finish our degrees and come back and like already have the Disney experience, and so that we can move up and help guide the company having the experience we already have. They know that we're the future, and they tell us that all the time, and they want us to be ready to lead the company and then also be able to craft the generation after us.
Yeah, on top of that as well, all of the learning team are so kind just as people. I was at Disney's Hollywood Studios walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and one of the people on the learning team recognized me just from the back of me. Like, she yelled my name, and like I turned around, I hadn't seen her in like 3 or 4 weeks because I hadn't had a chance to do any of the learning opportunities, and I just chatted with her for a few minutes. She said, can we take a picture? I'm never out at the parks and I never get to see any of the people I teach. So it was, I hate saying it was like seeing your teacher out of class or anything like that, but it felt exactly like that, and just had a nice chance to meet them. They recognize faces and they really do prove every day why they're the ones teaching us.
Okay, so let's just assume, right, that the learning team is listening to this right now. They're hearing this and they're seeing all the amazing things that you're saying. If there was a session that we don't offer that you would want to pitch, what is it? Here's your chance.
So I know I've mentioned this to some of them before, especially I've talked to Ryan about it a little bit, but I said, you know, although the classes are great and I love them, but I said, we need to do more. I want more of like the lore of Disney. And we kind of get into that a little bit in the magic of storytelling. And I have seen it, I've done it. But I think like the SEA, like C, like the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, like I feel like they could do like a whole class on that and like get into some like deep dive lore with like all of the different parks and how everything is interconnected. I think that would be really fun as well. But you could do that with other stuff too, like how like all of the like all of our animated movies are kind of connected. And or like even like a deep dive into Star Wars and like the background lore to all of it. Some people are Star Wars nerds and they know everything there is to know about Star Wars. But some people aren't. I think some people would love to learn about it.
Yeah. Right here.
I mean, I love learning about the company, but I think too, it would be really fun to use the resources to learn about the stories.
And Zach, what about you?
I loved the Disney Heritage classes we had and I loved learning more about the history of the company and the history of our parks. I think we could do one for every single park that we have here at the Walt Disney World Resort. They only have one for Epcot and like the basic like construction of Disney World. And I think it'd be really interesting to look at the history of the parks and the attractions that are no longer and take a dive into like the changes that were made and how that affected the look of the park, like the Hollywood Studios Sorcerer Mickey hat and that whole sort of thing, like the changes of the icons and everything like that. I think that'd be really interesting.
Yeah, so more history classes, I feel like, is the theme here, which I feel like Disney has such interesting lore. Like, there's just such a deep dive that you can do. So I agree with both of you. I like those ideas. Learning team, we're pitching this right now. Okay, so just more general question. What did both of you study in school?
So I am still in school. I'm a freshman. I am studying mechanical engineering. And originally, I was doing a second major in physics, and that has since changed.
Oh,
but thanks to the Disney College program, in a good way, I have switched to my second major being business administration. So I'm gonna do a double major in mechanical engineering and business administration. But I want to the engineering because I want to get into Imagineering, but I want the business administration background so that I can move further up that chain of command and such long term.
And then Zach, what about you?
So I graduated in December of 2023. I got my degree in communications and media with a minor in English. That was not where I started, and it was not where I was in the middle. I started in psychology before I started. Ended up just not even taking a psychology class in college. Took one politics class, went right on to communications. did a lot of studies in social media marketing and artificial intelligence and the ethics and like creation of artificial intelligence and social media things, which there's infinite opportunities here at Disney. And I'd love to look at like how we're using artificial intelligence and how we're using our social media for marketing. Like, this is a fantastic thing. I saw one of these before I applied for the program and it was a big sort of hook in.
So you both kind of started talking about this a little bit, but, you know, we know that these are not your traditional classes, but these sessions can help you in your professional career and the development of what you're going to do in the future. So how do you see both of your majors and then just outside interests in these sessions that you attend or even just as you go out into the parks? Like, how do you see your future being that?
I think when I came down here, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to do Imagineering. I wanted to build rides. That was it. Now I went to all these classes and I'm like, I have no idea what I want to do. There's so many things to do. And I'm like, every time I call my mom, she's like, you need to stop changing. You need to make up your mind. You need to stop. Every time you call me, you want to do a different thing. And I'm like, but it's all engineering. I just don't know what engineering I want to do, because you learn like Imagineering like does the big ideas. Engineering, it actually builds their big ideas. It's like a different thing. And I you never knew that until I came down here. And then there's another facet of engineering, like facilities and operations. They maintain the rides after they're built. Those are just three of them. But there's about 20 different pathways you can go with engineering at Disney. And you never realize that. And now I'm like, ooh, do I want to go to the cruise line? Like the cruise line with all these new ships? Do I want to build rides? Do I want to work in the parks? Do I want to build new lands, new parks around the world, like whatever the next venture is for Disney. I'm like, what do I want to do? But I think that all of these learning opportunities and such have helped me like see that there's a lot more than just this straight line that I thought existed with Walt Disney Imagineering. It's a large field of opportunities here at Disney in one career path. You can really go the distance with your degree in Disney and kind of shape it to what you want to do.
We have a joke where it's like, there's literally every occupation under the sun within the Walt Disney Company. You just have to choose what that is, which I feel like is your struggle right now. It's a good struggle. Okay, and then Zach, what about you?
I think I'm on basically the exact opposite track to you, because I came here not knowing at all what I was going to do. I had my degree. Communications is the same issue here with Disney. You can do anything under the sun with it. And I finished my degree and I went, huh, where am I going now? Okay, Disney College Program. Let's figure it out. I've been taking sessions here, and I think the most interesting one to me that stood out was their Disney Park social media management team came through a couple of months ago. That was right before the opening of Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and they were talking about all of the people they got to meet and all of the videos they got to film in preparation for that attraction's opening and all of the sort of marketing that they put out for that. And I found that really, really interesting and was really hoping to get a chance to chat with them. And I ended up connecting with a few of them through LinkedIn and other, like I got a couple of their emails and saved their business cards. So it's a really great opportunity for networking.
I want to go back to something we talked about earlier in the podcast. So you both mentioned transferable skills and being able to learn those on the job through the learning opportunities. What do some of those transferable skills look like?
I would say the biggest one, and this is some of this comes from my experience, but also this is something that I've been told by a million people that I've met on all of these learning offerings, is that relationship building is the biggest thing that I have heard from a million people, I've experienced on my own. Relationship building is the number one thing that you're going to learn at Disney that you won't learn everywhere. And it's extremely important, because you need to have a good relationship with your leaders, with your subordinates, with your peers.
So with that relationship building, I mean, you attend these sessions, and usually you get a chance after a session to either directly speak to the person who just spoke, or maybe it's just like a slide that supplies the information, you know, email, whatever. What does it mean to you to have that direct access to people who have all of these like really cool experiences that you may want to, but you can just ask them questions?
The fact that they're even willing to just hand out their email or their phone number, like I'm sure it's their work phone number and I'm sure it's their work email, but still, nonetheless, it's these people in high ranking positions coming down to talk to us, spend 2 hours talking to us here on the college program about what they do for their work and their history and all of these things that they've done throughout their lives. Having the opportunity and being willing and open to leave there and have the chance of us reaching out to and contacting them is just another step in showing that sort of Disney hospitality and the offering of relationship building. Because even for those people who are already up, already climbing, have been here for years, we're more relationships to build. We're not just numbers here. And that's something that I've really enjoyed working here with Disney, is everyone matters, especially college program with all of the learning opportunities we have. And adding on to your previous answer about relationship building, it's also fantastic with just meeting guests. Because you talked about returning guests and having a chance to chat with them earlier. And we have a lot of annual pass holders here at Walt Disney World, and they love Magic Kingdom and they love the parking lot, because they have to come through and they love the trams. And I have guests who've come through 10, 15 times who will wait for me to ride a tram that I've been on, just because they know me and they want to hear it again, even if they've heard it, the same jokes 10, 15 times. And it's heartwarming to know that there's people even outside of the company who you're building relationships with simply by showing up and giving it your all.
That's awesome. What about you, John?
From the learning opportunities, I've met a lot of Imagineers, and I've done meet and greets with a couple of them. And it just takes staying after and being like, hey, I love Disney too. I want to do what you do. And they're like, oh, that's awesome. Let's talk about it. And then you get their email, you send them an email, you get that phone call a week later, and you talk to them for a half hour. Most people that work at Disney are more than happy to take the time out of their day to sit down and take 15 minutes or a half hour and talk to you. Now I've met them. I know them. They know my name, and they can put in a good word for me with another department if I choose to go there, or if I apply for them, they're already going to know who I am when they're going through all of those resumes.
And then, Zach, have you been able to do any meet and greets or anything like that?
Yeah, I've had a chance to chat with a lot of the people after the learning opportunities, and what I learned most from all of the people I've had a chance to speak with is that maybe four of the people I've talked to after these learning opportunities applied for a job and got it, and that was their career journey. A lot of what it is here is networking. That's why it seems so important here. It's all about people you know and taking the time to meet and talk to people, because you have no idea if they'll remember your name, and suddenly you're going to be getting an email saying, hey, we have a position for you, or hey, we'd love to sit down and talk to you about this opportunity.
Yeah, definitely snowballs. You hear that a lot where people are like, I don't know, I like took a chance. I did the college program. I did XYZ. And then I met all of these people and just all of these opportunities opened up. And that's not uncommon.
So we've talked about attending a lot of these sessions and going to these offerings, having these cool meet and greets. But then there's the other side of it of, you know, sometimes you want to do those things, but you don't get the seat. Or sometimes you send that email and you don't get anything back, or maybe it's a no at that time. So how do you kind of navigate that and try to stay encouraged, or what do you do on the other side?
Going back to, like you said, we talked about how the meet and greets, sometimes, you know, you might get that no email back. Sometimes that's a good thing too, because like I said, you still are getting your name out there. And it brings me back down to reality. At the end of the day, Disney is a company. And sometimes, you know, these people are not going to have the time in their day to meet with you. So it sometimes just won't happen. I've been told by a lot of people, it's like, no, but reach out to these people. So even though they might not be able to take the time to do that, you know, or if it's their secretary responding, they might be like, these are other good opportunities. They're a little bit lower, but they'll still be able to give you the same insight that you want, that this person will be able to.
And on the subject of no's to sending out those emails looking for meet and greets, it's never a no, period. There's always a comma or a, you can also look at this, here's the qualifications you might need to meet this in the future, or we're not hiring. Everyone here within Disney is looking to help you. They're always offering you that step up or a hand to pull you towards where you want to go. And if you ask, they're almost always willing to give that feedback or give you something to help you benefit your career, especially here on the college program.
So you both obviously have talked about, you know, being really ambitious with the learning opportunities, wanting to get that goofy graduate. What keeps you coming back to all of these sessions? What keeps you coming back for more?
I think it's the drive to like learn as much as I can. But I think a lot of it is our learning managers too. You know, at the end of all of our sessions, they're really excited. They go through, they're like, these are all the next sessions that we have coming up. We have this, this, and this. Like, oh my gosh, you guys want to come to this? And it's like, ooh, I do want to come to that. And I think a lot of that is what pushes us to keep on coming back and do more.
And then Zach, what about you?
For me, it's partially about getting the goofy graduate and learning everything I can. But I love to listen to stories and to take those in and just to see how people got to where they are. There's people who've been here 50 or 60 years working with the Walt Disney Company, and they have stories that I can't possibly imagine are true, and then they follow it up with a picture on their next slide, and it's absolutely the truest thing they've ever said. And it's also just so versatile. There's learning opportunities for everyone. Like, we just introduced the butterfly
research program. They're doing a butterfly garden over at West Village.
So there's that. There's the hospitality, financial fitness, career readiness. There's something for everybody there. And if you're looking to get the Goofy Graduate or any of the other certificates through the college program, you can make any of those learning opportunities for you if you just take the time to go and meet the people and open your mind to learn whatever they've got to offer.
I feel like that was kind of a natural answer to my last question of, is there any last pieces of advice or encouragement that you would have to someone who wants to be a participant on this program?
Do it. I tell all of the people that come into the lounge that like are that have kids or that have they come in with like college age kids and are like, oh my gosh, you're on the college program. Like, our daughter was thinking about that, or our son was thinking about doing that. And I always tell the parents and the kids, I'm like, do it. I've been here for 4 months now, and I've done meet and greets. I've met people. I've figured out that I have no idea what I want to do with my life in a good way, in a very good way. And it's one of those things where it's like the college program has opened so many opportunities for me, and I've met so many people, and it's just something that like I know I will benefit from the rest of my life.
I think my big piece of advice is, if you're going to be here and you have the capacity to, be here. put in the time, take the energy to look at our program's participant page for all of the information, all of the events. We have social events through Flamingo, and we have those learning opportunities through our Disney program's learning team. And we have admission to the parks. We can go and we can learn. And some of my best interactions with guests have been just telling them about things they didn't know existed in the parks and sharing with them all of these opportunities that they have when they're inside our parks at the Walt Disney World Resort. And just the college program is for everyone if they have the willingness to apply.
All right, write that down, write that down. That was great advice. Okay, speaking of advice, on our Instagram at Official Disney Programs, we had our followers submit some questions that they have about learning opportunities on the college program. Can you guys help us answer them?
Absolutely.
Love it. Let's go.
They're perfectly in sync. So we got these questions straight from Spaceship Earth. Shout out to the Phoenicians. All right, the first question is, will this program expand my career? That's from Taylor.
Absolutely. I think we've talked a lot about that today, but it definitely will. You'll have opportunities to meet a lot of people from different lines of business that'll all help you figure out what you want to do with your career. And I think it's definitely something where you'll get to learn a lot more knowledge about Disney and the company and the professional aspect. And just you'll get a lot of good experience, meeting a lot of people. It definitely helps with career development.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. The program is fantastic for career development. It's given, I think, both of us a really fantastic lens into what we want to do or what we don't want to do with our futures. And if you do or you don't know where you're going, I think the program is a fantastic place to start.
That's perfect. Holly, you want to help me out with this next one?
All right, let's see. What have we got? Okay, this one comes from Cameron. Thank you so much, Cameron. Tips for the phone interview.
For the phone interview. Okay. That was the most nerve-wracking part of my interview, of my application process. We got through it. One piece of advice that I got told a lot that was very helpful was smile while you're talking, because it makes you sound happy, and it doesn't make you sound, especially if you're doing it early in the morning, it doesn't make you sound like you're asleep. And I was also told, like, prepare as if you're going to a real interview, you know, like dress well. I mean, you don't need to like get into like a suit, but like put on like some nice clothes, and it gives you self-confidence on the phone. And you want to act like that person is sitting right in front of you, because even though they can't see you, they can still hear your tone. And if you are more set back and demure, then, you know, they're going to be able to hear that through the phone. They're not going to be like, oh, this person is like ready and excited. They're going to be like, oh, this person's like kind of like chilling, like they don't really
too
care.
Demure. Don't yeah. want to be too demure.
Yes. You want to be casual and act like you're talking to a person that like is your friend, but you also don't want to, you don't want to just be like a phone call. Like it's an interview.
I think my biggest two when I went into it, there's lists of questions they've asked that people have been compiling for years during the college program out there. If you're a big prepared person like I am, I read over those questions. I made a whole spreadsheet of answers. And then when I started the interview, I closed my computer and I put it away, because I knew if I was just reading off the answers, I'd be too prepared. But I wanted to have the chance to ready myself and like take a look at all of that information. And on top of that, if you have a question when you go into the interview and the question can be answered by Google, ask a different question. Interviewers love to be asked questions that are more personal to them or their experience with the program, or something that will make you be remembered rather than remembered as, oh, this person didn't do all of the research when they went into it.
Yeah. And I'll say, remember, Disney is a first name company. We want to address our guests by their names. You want to address your interviewer by their name. I know I had note cards when I did my interview, like questions, like kind of like he said. First thing I did when I interview, because they call, they say, hello, this is blank from Disney College Program, calling for your phone interview. First thing I did was I wrote down their name just so I didn't forget. You know, you get nervous, even though you may be really good with names, sometimes you get nervous and you forget. So I wrote down their name. And at the end of the interview, advice I was going to say, thank you, blank, for your time. Like, say their name. They want to see that. And like he said, be personal with those questions. Ask them, you know, what was your favorite experience working for Disney? What have you done? Like, they want to see that you're going to be able to make connections with the guests, because like we said, it's a first name company. Like, we care about our guests and getting to know them.
Yeah. Those are actually really good.
No, like, I'm taking notes over here. I'm like, write Holly down for us. The name.
That's awesome. Thank you guys. And then we've got one more. This one is from Faith. Thanks so much, Faith. So it says, can I apply for the DCP even if it's not related to my major?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Like I said earlier, I'm a mechanical engineering major. At the end of the day, unless you're, I mean, maybe attractions a little bit is related to that, but like what I do is not mechanical engineering. I mean, I've worked in a restaurant for a long time before I came down here, like almost 3 years I worked in restaurants. So I have hospitality experience, but like I am not going to school for hospitality. I am going to school for a very STEM role, which is not the DCP in the end of the day. I mean, that's not what it is. It is a hospitality. You're working these frontline roles. Like I said earlier, you're able to use the same skills for other roles that transfer to any major you're going into. But also the DCP isn't just working there. I mean, you want to have great connections with the guests and your leaders and your coworkers, but it's also for all the networking opportunities we get, like we talked about a lot today. So if you're going to be here, you'll have the opportunities, no matter what your major is, to talk to people and meet with people that relate to what you have. So even though your job itself might not be related to your major, the opportunities you get definitely will be, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I just think the college program is related to every major. Even if you're in like biochem, there's something here at Disney that will absolutely launch your career, give you some sort of connection, because there's, as I said before, infinite possibilities, infinite connections you can make. So, yes.
Well, thank you so much for answering those questions. I think all of the advice that you gave was super helpful. We have one more thing, if you guys have time for it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, I've been sitting on this one for a while. All right. We're going to play a game of Disney This or That. We ready?
Yes.
All right, rapid fire. First question. Be at the parks at open or stay till close?
Stay until they close all night.
Stay until it closes.
All right, and I actually happen to have one as well. Perfectly placed. Monorail or Skyliner?
Friendship boats.
Skyliner.
Wait, okay, we got to hear about the friendship boats, because that was not an option.
I know. I love the friendship boats. I work at an Epcot area resort, so we'd be taking the friendship boats to Epcot, to Hollywood Studios, and to all the other resorts.
All right, friendship boats. You heard it here first. Okay, Mickey ice cream bar or Mickey ice cream sandwich? There's only one right answer, by the way.
Ice cream sandwich?
I
think my answer has actually changed on the program. It was ice cream sandwich, but it is now ice cream bar.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm just kidding. There's no right answer. Both are right.
Okay, this one's pretty important to me. Attractions or character meet and greets?
It used to be attractions, but I think now being on the program, I've done the attractions so much, I've started to really learn the joy of the character meet and greets.
Yeah, my guy, that's what I'm talking about.
I think I'm exactly the same way. It's got to be character meet and greets.
Love to hear it. Okay, parade or fireworks?
Parade at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Fireworks at Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Fantasmic is the fireworks I'm quoting at Hollywood Studios.
Interesting. All right.
I'm fireworks all the way. I get to watch Happily Ever After every night, and it's just fantastic.
Okay. Start in Mexico or start in Canada?
Okay. I gotta be a little different here again. So I think you go in, you take the boat that's by Canada across to Morocco. You start in Morocco and then go towards Canada and go back around. Because then you're beating the Mexico crowds because you're ahead of them, and the Canada crowds you're only going to meet one time.
Strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing it, but strategy.
I always end up starting in Mexico because I spend most of my time in the World Discovery area anyway.
Yes. Okay. Disney breakfast or Disney dinner?
Disney dinner.
Disney dinner.
Got some great, great meal options down here in Disney.
Probably the most important question of the entire day. Applying for the Disney College program or not applying for the Disney College program?
Applying for the Disney College program.
Easy. Got it.
Cool. Well, I think that's all we have time for today, which is so sad. Time flew. But we just want to thank you so much again for being here and sharing all of your advice. That was awesome.
You guys have been absolutely incredible to be around. Thank you so much for being here. We truly appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you. We appreciate it as well.
The possibilities are truly endless when you're a participant on the Disney College program. Stay tuned for the next episode, because we're going to deep dive into the impact of what this program can do for you.
And if you're not already following us on @officialDisneyPrograms on Instagram and Disney Programs on TikTok, make sure you are, because that's where we're going to post all the fun updates and all the information you need on the Disney College program.
We'll see you soon. This episode of the Life at Disney podcast, Disney College Program miniseries, was produced by Matthew Nixon, Kayla McCarty, Destiny Enriquez, Jane Wilson, Drew Morales, Brenna Crumble, Amanda Vetrano, and Jalen Holmes.
Creative support was provided by Joshua Davila. Production support was provided by Brandon Colon and Isabel Vickery. Editing was completed by Megan Williams. Special thanks to our hosts, Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams, the Disney Programs Communications Team, the Disney Programs Recruitment Team, and our guests, Zach and John.